With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Hamas says it's reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, and Egypt is intensifying efforts to broker a deal to end the war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah. The Israeli military's massed dozens of tanks and armored vehicles in southern Israel close to Rafah and hit locations in the city on near daily airstrikes. Meanwhile, the intensity of the campus protests against the war has created a new challenge for President Biden.
The president continues to resist calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel, which has angered liberal lawmakers and Arab Americans. The protests at Columbia University in New York and other campuses also raise questions about Mr. Biden's lagging support from young voters. The White House hopes the protests are a passing distraction, while some worry the protests could carry all the way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, faced a significant but largely symbolic rebuke from faculty Friday, but retains the support of trustees who have the power to hire and fire the president. Also at SRNNews.com, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says he's hopeful the Federal Reserve can bring down inflation without causing a recession. But Andrew Stewart reports...
Dimon adds he wouldn't rule out more troubling possibilities, such as stagflation. Speaking to the AP at a Chase branch opening in the Bronx, Dimon says he remains cautious about the U.S. economy. He also says inflation may be stickier for longer, and that stagflation is on the list of possible things that could happen to our economy. Dimon also reiterated his support for an independent Fed.
Stagflation occurs when the economy is weak or in recession, yet prices keep moving higher. This is SRN News. A warning about Sudan.
More than 150 churches have been destroyed or heavily damaged over the past year as a civil war rages in that mostly Muslim country. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has issued a report stating that both the government and the rebels are targeting Christians and their houses of worship. The commission points out that under international law, combatants are obliged to avoid attacking religious sites. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the world, the Swiss Parliament approved a measure banning the use or display of Nazi and racist symbols that could foment extremist hate or violence. The proposal goes beyond a simple ban on Nazi memorabilia, which had failed in the past in Parliament, to include other forms of extremist symbols. One member of Parliament pointed out that it's in this day and age possible to fly a flag with a swastika or put an image with an SS in the windshield of your car. SRN News. Julie Walker reports that a lawyer for convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein says his client's in the hospital.
One-time movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is in Bellevue Hospital undergoing testing after being transferred from an upstate New York prison to the city jails, according to his lawyer. This came a day after a Thursday ruling vacated his 2020 rape conviction after concluding a trial judge permitted too much evidence not directly related to the charges. While prosecutors say that case will be retried, Weinstein is still serving time for a California rape conviction. Meanwhile, the 72-year-old has been ailing with a variety of afflictions, including cardiac issues and diabetes. His attorney, Arthur Idala, says he's somewhat of a train wreck health-wise. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.